Chapter 7. Reacher said, "There's a vagrancy ordinance here?" The judge nodded and said, "As there is in most Western towns." "I never came across one before."
"Then you've been very lucky."
"I'm not a vagrant." "Homeless for 10 years, jobless for 10 years, you ride buses or beg rides or walk from place to place, performing occasional casual labor, what else would you call yourself?"
"Free," Reacher said, "and lucky."
The judge nodded again and said,
"I'm glad you see a silver lining."
"What about my First Amendment right of free assembly?"
"The Supreme Court ruled long ago. Municipalities have the right to exclude undesirables."
"Tourists are undesirable? What does the Chamber of Commerce think about that?"
"This is a quiet, old-fashioned town. People don't lock their doors. We don't feel the need. Most of the keys were lost years ago, in our grandparents' time."
"I'm not a thief."
"But we err on the side of caution. Experience elsewhere shows that the itinerant jobless have always been a problem."
"Suppose I don't go. What's the penalty?"
30 days imprisonment."
Reacher said nothing. The judge said,
The officer will drive you to the town line. Get a job and a home, and we'll welcome you back with open arms. But don't come back until you do."
The cop took him downstairs again and gave him back his cash and his passport and his ATM card and his toothbrush. Nothing was missing. Everything was there. Then the cop handed over his shoelaces and waited at the booking desk while he threaded them through the eyelets in his shoes and pulled them tight and tied them off. Then the cop put his hand on the butt of his gun and said, "Car." Reacher walked ahead of him through the lobby and stepped out the street door. It was late in the day, late in the year, and it was getting dark. The cop had moved his cruiser. Now it was parked, nose out.
"In the back," the cop said.
Reacher heard a plane in the sky, far to the west, a single engine, climbing hard, a Cessna, or a Beech, or a Piper, small and lonely in the vastness. He pulled the car door and slid inside. Without handcuffs, he was a lot more comfortable. He sprawled sideways, like he would in a taxi or a town car. The cop leaned in after him, one hand on the roof and one on the door, and said,
"We're serious. You come back, we'll arrest you, and you'll spend 30 days in that same cell. Always assuming you don't look at us cross-eyed and we shoot you for resisting."
"You married?" Reacher asked.
"Why?"
"I thought not. You seem to prefer jerking off."
The cop stood still for a long moment and then slammed the door and got in the front. He took off down the street and headed north.
6 blocks to Main Street, Reacher figured.
If he turns left, takes me onward to the west, maybe I'll let it go. But if he turns right, takes me back east to Hope, maybe I won't. Reacher hated turning back. Forward motion was his organizing principle.
6 blocks, 6 stop signs.
At each one, the cop braked gently and slowed and looked left and looked right and then rolled forward. At Main Street, he came to a complete halt. He paused. Then he hit the gas and nosed forward and swung the wheel and turned right.
East. Back toward